wanted to maybe help out the audience too with progressive revelation. So I think sometimes maybe it can come across to them like, oh, if it's new, does that disagree with what's come before? Are they saying something that's new and contradicts what they've been saying before? And when they're when an Old Testament prophets or somebody in historical books is quoting an Old Testament verse, something from the Torah, are they saying something that the Torah wasn't saying?
Yeah, that's a great question, Peter. And again, I mean, I don't want to say this to every single thing we talk about, but I mean, there's not one simple answer to that. I mean, because you're taking a global look. I think to go back to the beginning of your point, though, is people get worried about progressive revelation. I do see why people would get nervous, because when we think about the Word of God endures forever, how can someone tweak that or edit that or change that or advance that? And so that's a very upsetting idea, and we should take seriously this idea of the Word of God endures forever. And that though, is actually probably the basis of the scriptural use of the scripture. We have Zelophehad's daughters. They come to the tribal leaders of Manasseh, and they say, hey, why can't we inherit land just because our dad only had females? Why can't females inherit since we don't have any brothers? And the Lord says, you know what? That's a really good point. Females can inherit. And that's in Numbers 27. And then in Numbers 36, the tribal leaders of Manasseh come back and they say, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't let these females inherit. Are you kidding me? What they're going to do is they're going to take the land. They're going to marry who knows who from some other tribe. And you're going to deplete the lands that God has promised our tribe forever. He promised those lands to our tribe. And the Lord says, that's a good point too. And the Lord tweaks his tweak. He adjusts his adjustment. And he says, no, no, no. They do inherit, but to inherit the land, they have to marry inside the tribe. And so you kind of have these stories of setting precedents and adjustments. And it's the Lord himself who's doing it. So it's the Lord. He's the one that's setting the precedent and for adjustments. That is, I think one of the things we have the wrong idea of is when we say, this is the law. Don't ask questions. I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with what's going on in the Bible. Law is a function of relationship, not the other way around. And so we need to be careful sometimes that we don't take something good like the authority of God's word and kind of put a straitjacket on it because we're more comfortable with that. And that's not the way it works in the scriptures. There's a progressive revelation that culminates in the gospel of Christ. And we need to find a way to walk with what God's doing there.